Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There was a moment yesterday afternoon, late witching hour, trademark Scott Hansen, where wins became losses. And the teams that put out wins were the Jets, the Vikings, the Lions, the Chargers, the Jaguars. What a beguiling, magnificent Sunday. Jets hitting the Bills in the mouth. Also, the great and powerful Astros. World Series wagon. Let's go. The great and powerful Astros, whether you admit it or not, maybe you were wondering if that one World Series and the banging of the trash can was all they had, but the dominance of this season and the complete scorched earth of this postseason going a long way in ridding that. So 11-2 in the postseason, a game they didn't allow a hit, but when it was on the line, game six and tight, an absolute surface-to-air missile from Yordan Alvarez. Let's start there. Rob Thompson pulling Zach Wheeler, going lefty-lefty, Jose Alvarado. Courtney Cronin, you can't contain yourself here. What did you think of that decision?
I'm incensed by it. I went back and watched it on Sunday, and I got triggered all over again of the 2020 World Series when Kevin Cash did the exact same thing to Blake Snell, pulling him right around that 70 pitch count. And it frustrates me because this is where the game changed. Zach Wheeler was the best pitcher available to the Philadelphia Phillies. You let him work his way out of that jam. They were up 1-0 at that point. There were runners at the corners, one out. He had given up, I believe it was just two hits, one walk, no runs at that point. Why are you pulling him in favor of a lefty-lefty matchup when, statistically speaking, he was better against lefties than Jose Alvarado was this season? So I'm just frustrated by it because it felt like a panic move, and that's where the game broke open for the Houston Astros and that Yordan Alvarez three-run bomb.
Tim Kalishaw.
I think Courtney made almost all of my good points, and I appreciate that. She took care of it. So I don't really need to say a lot, but let me say this. You know, you defend it by saying, well, this is what he did throughout the playoffs. This is game six of the World Series. You don't do everything the same way you did it 3 weeks ago against the St. Louis Cardinals. You need two wins in two nights. You need that bullpen. You sure don't need to get rid of your best pitcher when he hasn't given up an earned run and he's only thrown 70 pitches.
I need more on the Houston Astros, though. Justin Tinsley, from Houston's perspective, the redemption, again, World Series wagon. They worked the entire league in the postseason. How do you view them today?
I mean, you got to view them as World Series champions, the best in the world, because that's what they are. They're the first bullpen that have a sub-1 ERA with at least 40 innings pitched, and they look like they're built to last, Tony. But honestly, this story is about Dusty Baker, just the third black manager to win a World Series, and he's a baseball lifer who's given everything to the game. He's done everything at every stop he's ever had, including fixing the chaos and carnage that cheating scandal left the Astros in. He's almost got 2,100 wins. So I'm super happy for him. He should bask in this moment. But I go back to comments he made right before the World Series about how in this World Series, there are no black American players. The first time since 1950. Jackie Robinson was only in his third year in Major League Baseball then. So, yes, I know he's happy. But for a baseball savant like Dusty Baker, I know he's concerned about the future of the game. So that's where my mind goes in all this.
Harry Lyles Jr.
Well, I'll second Justin on saying I'm glad to see Dusty Baker get his flowers, because that does not always happen in sports. The opportunity to win a championship like that is rare no matter where you're at. The word redemption when it comes to the Astros, to me, is more about them winning this year because they didn't win last year. You lost to an Atlanta Braves team that didn't have its best player, that got hot at the right time when you were clearly the best team in baseball last year, too. So the fact that you were able to overcome what looked like what was going to be a repeat of last year, because when the Phillies won game three, it looked like, oh my gosh, here we go. Mm-hmm. The bats are hot again. Can the Astros slow them down? They turned that back around. And the reason that that is the redemption as opposed to the cheating scandals, because however anybody feels about that is not going to change based off of the result of this past World Series. So the fact that you were able to overcome last year's mishap, to me, is the redemption for the Houston.
Courtney, this Astros team had five players who won that World Series, the one we're talking about under controversy, and now this World Series. But it's a new team, and it's Dusty Baker's team. How do you view this championship?
I think that as part of this overall Houston Astros dynasty, this might be the most talented of the last, 6 years, the most talented team of the last 6 years. And I've really got to give James Click credit for the way that he formed this roster. When they said goodbye to Carlos Correa, they did it because they wanted to build a roster that was sustainable and not have all their resources locked up in one player. Carlos Correa makes $35.1 million. You know how much Jeremy Peña makes? $700,000. So I got to give a big old heart to Jeremy Peña, the one that he throws out to his mom after every play that he makes, big plays throughout the ALCS and the World Series. He's been incredible, and he's a big bright spot for this future of this Astros.
And I got to say this about the 2017 Astros. Before they became, that management became known for something else, not good, they were way ahead of baseball in their use of analytics, and not just use this pitcher against this hitter, but teaching players hitting techniques and things that would work for them. Getting pitchers, different pitches that would work for them. Their study of that was tremendous, and you see that as they continue to just bring up young pitcher after young pitcher and fill all these holes, as Courtney said, like Correa, and not lose a beat.
Clinton Yates' piece on Dusty Baker, our friend Clinton Yates, a must-read today about what that's like, and that lifer that Dusty Baker is. Tim, I think you covered him in the when he was a player, and then in the 80s when he was his first year as a coach. Yeah.
I didn't cover him as a player, just missed that. 1988, he was the hitting instructor for the Giants and a great guy. But watching him for 30 years, I'll never stop worrying about the toothpick. I always think he's going to swallow the toothpick. He never does.
But he went to the – he filled out the scorecard before he celebrates the championship. That right there
he's got to finish
the scorecard. Maneuver we can appreciate. We'll move on now. NFL game of the week, Jets 20, Bills 17. Latest on Josh Allen's elbow. He says it's slight pain. He'll get through it. Looked a little bit more than that during the game, though. Something to monitor going forward. Something else to monitor, the receipts. Where do you keep the receipts, Robert Saleh? What the Jets throw at you defensively. It forced Allen into a putrid game. Allen said he played like bleep. He's not wrong. But all that could have changed in the two-minute drill, and it's Sauce Gardner here. The coverage, closing, and then disjointing Gabriel Davis. Enough. He doesn't locate the ball, and that's ball game. Tim Kalishaw, around the horn to you. Was this more about the Jets or the Bills?
I'm not dismissing the Jets when I say this. I understand they're the team that stopped Buffalo, but when I'm watching that game and it's 14-3 in the second quarter, Allen has just run for a touchdown, faked out the safety. I'm still thinking, like we've been talking, this team has it all. They're going to the Super Bowl, and I don't really need to watch the rest of this game. They scored 3 points after that. The Jets did shut them down. The Bills have no lead to speak of in the East. They haven't won a division game. All of a sudden, they've gone from Super Bowl team to extremely vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. So you think this is an extremely vulnerable moment for the Bills, Harry Lyles Jr.? You agree?
Yes.
I mean, maybe, but to me, this is all about the Jets. The Jets haven't been known for being anything but bad the last 7 years. I mean, we have to give
seven
them
years. Wow. Okay.
I mean, that's the last time they won 10 games, right? Okay. So you hire Robert Saleh because he is a young defensive minded coach. He comes in here year two. They've hit on these draft picks. You look at Garrett Wilson. He is a great opportunity to win Offensive Rookie of the Year here. And then Sauce Gardner. I mean, oh my goodness gracious. You talk about a guy who looks like the second coming of Darrell Revis on this defense. And look, I know perhaps offensively, yes, they could absolutely be better. But when you go up against this Buffalo Bills team, who I think we all agree is probably going to, at worst, make the AFC title game, and you stop them the way that you just did defensively like that, that's what you want to see.
Justin Tinsley, was this game more about Buffalo or the Jets to you?
Oh, this is definitely about the Jets. Like, the Jets had plenty of opportunities and chances to fold yesterday, but they didn't. And that's not the same old Jets. So, look, Harry just mentioned it. That defense is legit, bro. They have 14 takeaways. That matches all of last season. And I want to heap some more praise on Sauce Gardner. That guy will soon be the best defensive back in the league very, very soon. And so since that week three sideline blowup, the Jets have gone from 27th to 2nd in EPA, and now they're 3rd in opponent's QBR. Like, this team is special. Zach Wilson still needs to start winning them some games, but there's a
there
lot of talent
this
on this team.
This team is special, Justin Tinsley says. Courtney
that defense
Cronin,
is at least. Yeah.
Do you see that with the Jets?
I do, and I don't want to say one of the forbidden words, but this defense is very, very special because of all of the offseason acquisitions that they made. I know that Justin and Harry are talking about Sauce Gardner, but let's not forget about Jermaine Johnson. He harassed Josh Allen on Sunday, and this is a defense that held one of the most high-powered offenses in the NFL to 17 points. You do need to see more from Zach Wilson, though. He can't just be a bystander or a part of this winning formula for the Jets. He's got to be able to go head-to-head with some of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, in the AFC, and go do what Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen do, and that's win games with your arm. Mm-hmm. They've relied so heavily this season on the running game, and that's great. That's how you can build an offense, but I need to see more from the quarterback.
And more on Buffalo now, Courtney. You know, you're allowed to say it. It's allowed to be said. Josh Allen had a putrid game yesterday.
He wasn't great, and I think that that's okay, though. I expected a clunker here and there, but this is a good Jets team. This is a very good Jets defense. I can't think of the right word without getting muted right now. I'm going to go ahead and keep it at that. They met their match on Sunday.
Let's take a look at the AFC standings right now, okay? Because I know everyone had Buffalo in locked in to win both the conference, but even the division. Look at the division right now, all right?
Look at
Kansas City barely got that W last night. Mahomes threw 68 passes to score 20 points. Cincinnati's a different team every week. This is fun. Oh, by the way, Indianapolis fired their coach. It'd be tough if somebody had picked Indianapolis to go to the Super Bowl. Let's talk about them when we come back. Fire cell next.
Oh, no.
You're going the wrong way. How does he know which way he's going?
Not my boy, Tim. I hate it. Had
to be. Around the Horn is presented by Johnny Walker. Keep walking. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
The terrible, horrible, no good season of the Indianapolis Colts taking a turn today. News of the day, firing head coach Frank Reich and hiring Jeff Saturday as their interim head coach. Saturday has been a consultant for the team, coached high school football in Georgia, of course, one of the greats for the franchise. A decade ago, most recently an analyst here at ESPN, so he has no pro coaching experience. Jim Irsay making a decision where no coach on the sidelines has ever called plays when the next game starts. One of Saturday's last tweets as an analyst was Raiders look horrible. He now coaches against them on Sunday. Tim, buy or sell the fire, buy or sell the hire.
I'm selling all this, Tony. I'm selling my Super Bowl pick along with it. I actually have a DraftKings bet on the Colts. If somebody wants to buy that, I will sell that. This is not going well. No offense to Jeff Saturday, but this a thin coaching resume to go with the team that can't get out of its own way. This has not gone according to plan.
Courtney Cronin.
I was a little surprised that Jim Irsay made this move, knowing that he did have other coaches on staff. John Fox was an NFL head coach at one point, but he decided to go the complete unconventional route and hire Jeff Saturday, who has a far taller task at hand than getting ready for Get Up in SportsCenter, which he's supposed to be on tomorrow.
Well,
he's got to find someone to call plays on offense, because Scott Milanovich, their quarterback's coach, he's the only one who's done it at a pro level, but he did it in the CFL most recently, so they've got to find someone to handle.
So yeah, talk me through that. The hiring process for interim, you don't have to go through a Rooney Rule for interim.
Correct.
But the idea that someone with no head college or pro coaching experience right now, Courtney, takes over an NFL franchise.
Yeah, we're going to find out more about this. Obviously, Jeff Saturday is, you know, a future Hall of Fame player, and he played a long time for the Indianapolis Colts. So maybe there was something in the works there. Clearly, the relationship with Jim Irsay plays a factor in here. But it was certainly surprising, considering other people that they had on staff, that they could have elevated
him to this role. Harry, given the landscape of the NFL and conversations we've had for decades now about hiring of coaches, the idea Jeff Saturday goes from analyst to coach.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely counter to everything that we would try to ideally do in order to sort of make a more equal opportunity for all coaches. But I am buying that this is sort of Jim Irsay just saying, hey, I've got an opportunity to kind of do what I want here. I mean, credit to Jeff, like, I've only seen him on Get Up, like many of you watching at home. He seems like an energetic, good guy who knows football. But yes, this is absolutely counter to everything that we've tried to do in order to make a more uniform opportunity for coaches across the NFL. So we'll see how it goes.
And Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, and this is of no disrespect to Jeff Saturday. It really brings to light the larger conversation of coaching opportunities and who gets them. There's a ton of black coaches out there, men and women, who see this and they're like, wait a minute, like how do the goalposts shift when it's interim and when it's not? So it's salute to Jeff Saturday, but it invites a very ugly conversation too.
Buy or sell too, the Associated Press making the changes to the top 25 you knew were coming. Georgia, one vote away from being unanimous number one. Somebody gave Ohio State a one after this week. Bulldogs manhandling and handling the man who was manhandling, Tennessee. Ohio State got through Northwestern. Michigan and TCU, 3-4, so we'll see if the college football rankings match that tomorrow. Clemson pants by Notre Dame. And Alabama, another slip-up versus LSU, so they're going the wrong way. Harry, you were at Georgia. What to buy, what to sell week 10?
Tony, I have got to buy the Georgia Bulldogs. My biggest criticism of them all year has been they play with their food far too often. On paper, this is the best team in the country, and they went in there without their best defender, Nolan Smith, who's leading them in tackles for losses. They got to Hendon Hooker six times. They absolutely took care of business. They are probably going to take this win and push that moving forward, looking like the best team in college
Justin
football.
Tinsley.
Yeah, the quote of the game in Tennessee, Georgia was from Jalen Hyatt after the game. He was like, they're way more physical than Alabama. That was a statement win of statements. That was Georgia telling the entire country, like, look, come and get us. We are the defending national champions until one of y'all beat us, and none of y'all have beat us yet. So I'm taking Georgia as well.
I'm buying that Clemson really had no business being ranked where they were last week by the college football playoff rankings. Notre Dame went in and showed that, and that opens the path for undefeated TCU to keep doing their job and get into the playoffs.
Gordy Cronin.
I'm buying that Brian Kelly got his moment of validation. He said that he didn't feel like going back and forth with Alabama all night.
Mm-hmm.
What? And then you completely ruin their season at the same time that you grab hold of the SEC West. Incredible stuff in Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm. Buy or sell three. There were only two late afternoon games yesterday. What's up with that, NFL? One of them was Bucks-Rams, some ambulant for 3 hours, but then there was time left for Tom Brady, and you know what happens. So, what to buy, what to sell from Bucks over Rams, Courtney?
Comeback win number 55 for Tom Brady, the most in NFL, of any player in NFL history right now. So incredible stuff from Tom Brady. This offense, though, is still really broken. They just took advantage of a bad Rams team that can't get out of its own.
Harry Lyles Jr.
Look, I know a lot of our attention has been towards the Bucs and Tom Brady, and, you know, prominently so. However, I am buying that. I'm still shocked that the Rams are playing like this offensively. Like, if you told me that they hold a team to, what was it, 16 points, I would assume that they're going to win that game even under the most dire of circumstances, because Sean McVay, we believe him to be that great of an offensive mind.
Justin Tinsley.
The Rams are 3-5. They're the eighth defending Super Bowl champion to start under 500, at least through eight games. None of the seven have made the playoffs after that. So now you got to look at the Rams. They leveraged last season on all those draft picks. They traded all that away. One lesson in life, Tony, that's always true, the bill always comes due at some point, and free agency is only going to be
right,
you so
right.
far.
Right, but they do have a championship to show for it. I wonder what they would take if they were given that option today. Kalishaw.
I'm selling that the Rams gave the Colts, gave the Bucks the sideline, not the Colts, the Bucks, the sideline three plays in a row.
What was that?
Didn't even have to spike the ball after the one pass in the middle. They gave the game away.
Yeah. That's going to be on McVay again, right? Man, good call, Kalishaw. Get you into positive figures. You got to love that. All right. And Tinsley's done. So Cronin-Lyle showdown, 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Around the Horn is presented by Johnny Walker. Keep walking. Play strip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
The Minnesota Vikings 7-1 and feeling themselves. Walk is celebration after the game on the plane. This is Kirk Cousins in a complete metamorphosis. And it's also a Freaky Friday scenario with his quarterback counterpart in the division, Aaron Rodgers. Cousins is flying, Rodgers is crying, Kirk is pimping, Aaron is crimping. His two red zone picks against the Lions, he's never done that in a game before. What's the bigger story, Courtney?
Bigger story is Kirk Cousins. He was getting crushed by the defense all game. He throws an interception in the first half. The team's down by 10 in the fourth quarter. He gets hurt. Everybody's mocking him. And you know what? He comes out and pulls out the
Aaron Lyles.
It's absolutely Kirk Cousins. We're all about positivity over here. I mean, look at that post-game celebration shirt off with all the chains. That's the type of vibe.
It's a complete metamorphosis. And again, I mean, to have it while Rodgers is going the other way. We'll split the point. We'll move on. Dolphins-Bears was a fun wagon yesterday. Fields running for the quarterback regular season record. 178 yards. Tua, another three touchdown passes and win. Tyreek Hill, 143 yards, puts him up over 1,000 already. He's on pace to set the single season record. May break 2,000. Challenge the yards per game record. Courtney, what's the most impressive performance?
Justin Fields rushing for 178 yards is a big thing in its own right, but the fact that he is now the total QBR leader of all NFC North quarterbacks, you wouldn't have had me believe
Harry
that.
Harry Lyles Jr.?
It was absolutely Justin Fields setting the single game rushing record for a quarterback. I've seen him do that against other high school teams in Cobb County, Georgia. Never thought I'd see somebody do that in the NFL.
You saw him do that in high school. That tells you a little bit something about this weekend's game. Point, FaceTime, Harry Lyles.
Wanted to wish my Uncle Carl a very happy early birthday. He's born November 11th, which is Veterans Day. He's also a Vietnam veteran. Thank you for your service, Carl Jr. I love you. I appreciate you. He's taught me some of the greatest lessons in life, one of which is to enjoy all the small things. I'm able to do that every day because of him. I hope you enjoy your special day on Friday.
Now that is great advice. We'll see you tomorrow.